This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
To be blunt, the two fattest countries in the world are the United States and Mexico. An OECD health economist looked at the data, but in striking ways, Mexico is trying to do something about this, as our Stan Alcorn reports.
Michelle Obama is not the first person to fight obesity by pushing healthier food.
In the United States, we think we're the first to do everything, but that's not necessarily true.
Kelly Brownell is the dean of the Sanford School of Public Policy at Duke University.
And in the case of policies to address the obesity problem, there are other countries that have been out of the gate earlier than we have.
Mexico was one of the first countries to adopt a tax on sugary drinks, a ban on junk food ads during kids' shows and movies, and a push for healthier food in schools. But the devil, as in devil's food cake, is in the details, according to health economist Franco Sassi.
It's easy to say, you know, the food that is served at schools must be nutritious. A different thing is determining exactly what constitutes nutritious and healthy food.
The food industry got the government to get rid of a list of specific banned foods, like pancakes and jelly. But Sassi says it's not one food or one policy that tips the scales when it comes to obesity. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.